You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Gospel Study, a radio ministry brought to you by Storos Ministries of Melbourne, Florida. Your host for Gospel Study is Bible teacher and translator Paul Esposito. Stay tuned immediately following today's program for more information. And now here with today's program is Paul Esposito.
Number two, Jesus Christ is not the only way to God. Answer, John 14:6. I am the way. Doesn't get much simpler than that, does it? See, it all boils down to who do you believe? Every one of these, there's a simple answer to every one of these. Who do you believe? The Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Men on TV and women on TV says, well, we know that there's lots of ways to get to God. Who are you going to believe? You either believe God at his word or you don't. But you got to know where to go to defend the faith. That is John 14:6. Also John 10:9. He said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. That's number two on that list there. Or the second verse. John 14:6. John 10:9. And Acts 4:12. It says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There's only one way to get to God. There's only one way to have eternal life, and that is through Jesus Christ. If there is another way to get to heaven, then God made a mistake. Because people say it all the time. Well, I believe there's lots of ways. If there is another way to get to heaven, then God made a mistake. And you thought of a way that God couldn't think of. And to that, I take my hat off to you. If you could think of a way to get to heaven other than that horrible cross and death of Jesus Christ, then you thought of a way, or that person thought of a way that God couldn't think of. And for that, we definitely need three thrones up in heaven. We got to add another one for whoever can think of something like that. Other than what had to happen to the Son of God on the cross for our salvation. If you ascertain today that you don't know the answer to these seven common objections, then you're still in need of milk and not solid food. Do you love God? Do you love his word? As it says in Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may observe to do according to everything that's written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. You want to be prosperous in your walk and have success with what you do? Make the word of God the priority in your life. Do what it says on the inside of it. Do what the Lord says. If you love me, you'll keep my commands, he says. Number three, there is no hell. There is no hell. Certainly, that's what Satan wants you to believe. So it's no biggie if his peeps would spread lies like that. Have you heard that before? You know, always remember, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and authorities, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. When you hear someone say that, I want to encourage you. Peel away the onion and you'll find out who really is speaking. There is no hell. Answer to that, Revelation 14:9, amongst other places. Then the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image, that's the Antichrist, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength. Some translations say poured out undiluted into the cup of his indignation. He will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image and who receive the mark of his name. Yikes. Don't tell me there is no hell. I tell you that's a place you don't want to go to, and it is real because the Bible says that it is. No one's got to go there. You know what the greatest travesty is? Is that people, this is one of the greatest revelations, Matt's heard me say it many times, that I've ever received from the Lord, is people don't die in the end of the age for their sins. People won't be condemned to hell at the end of the age for sins they've committed. People will be condemned for refusing love. Did you know that? Refusing love. Where can you read that, preacher? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. It says that all those who refuse the love of the truth are the ones that are going to perish at the end of the age. Someone's already died for all your sins. Lord doesn't want anyone to go to hell, but it's a real place. Okay, the answer to this question, really, well, I don't believe in hell. I don't believe a loving God would send anyone to a place called hell. Listen to this. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. It says, the devil who deceived them. That's his lie that there's no hell. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and false prophet are. There's the three stooges. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. The Lord Jesus said to the religious leaders of his day, he said, you brood of vipers, how can you escape from the condemnation of hell? There's Matthew 23:33 on your list. There is no hell. Revelation 14:9, Revelation 20:10, Matthew 23:33, Luke 12:5. I'll show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after he is killed has the power to cast into hell. Him, I say, do you fear. And the Lord has offered to settle out of court with everyone. I read in Matthew 20:28 here this morning, the Lord says that he gave his life as a ransom. When is ransoms paid? Well, to kidnappers, right? Satan's kidnapped us. The Lord Jesus Christ, by shedding his blood, paid our ransom. All we have to do is receive him as Savior. And we escape, right? Luke 21:36. Pray you be counted worthy to escape all these things. And there's only one way to do that. That is by receiving Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. None of this stuff applies. You can put a big N-A next to hell when it's over you and concerns you by receiving Jesus Christ. Not applicable to everyone whose name is written in the book of life. N-A. But if you have not received him, hell is a very real place. I ought to preach this sermon 38 weeks in a row. If a football team can run the same play in practice week after week in order to get it right, then I can preach the same sermon for 38 weeks until we get it right. The next one is perhaps the biggest sticking point faces the church today. Number 4, homosexuality is an accepted lifestyle. Me and some of the other guys here have been musing about this new pope, watching, seeing what goes on with this new pope, seeing what he does. Whether or not I expect a new pope to endorse homosexuals as an accepted lifestyle, as an official position of the church. Where do you go to defend that? 1 Corinthians 6:9, we looked at that last week. Do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom? I'm not going to read it again. Here's another one. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. You know, for the kids and the teenagers in here, when you hear people say that there's nothing wrong with homosexual lifestyle, there's nothing at all wrong with it, or that you were born that way and God loves you just the way that you are and there's nothing at all wrong with that, you got to know where to go in the Bible to defend that. 1 Corinthians 6:9, 1 Timothy 1:8. It says, we know the law is good if one uses it lawfully, realizing the fact that the law was not made for a righteous person, but for those who are, look at this list, for those who are lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly and sinners, for unholy and profane, for those who kill their fathers and kill their mothers and murderers and immoral and homosexuals. That's what he did last week, remember? This terrible list of sins, and sandwiched right in between that was homosexuals and the command not to be one. That was Leviticus 18:22. So that's this point here. 1 Corinthians 6:9, 1 Timothy 1:8, Leviticus 18:22, and Romans 1:26 and 27. Number five is Jesus Christ was not born of a virgin. Answer to that objection is Matthew 1:23. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son. You'll call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. So what happens if your Bible doesn't say virgin but says young woman? Who said that? There's garbage cans placed around the sanctuary. Just toss it in there and I'll buy you another one. Why would you want a Bible that's corrupt? Right? I mean, it's like Billy Graham baking a cake with rotten eggs. It's still rotten, right? Right? No matter who made it, Moses could have made it. If it's made with rotten eggs, throw it out and get another one. Some translations have that in there. Which ones, you say? The Revised Standard Version is one. That was a much respected version of the Bible. But they took out the word virgin in it because they say the word can mean young woman. But the word means virgin. That's why Matthew says parthenos in Greek can only mean one thing. Also, surprisingly, believe it or not, the New Catholic Bible has took out the word virgin. Unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, go on down to Books a Million here after you have lunch today. And go on in and look for the Catholic Bible. I forget what it's called. The New American Bible, it's called. And go in and read Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 in there, where the quote originates from. And you'll find that even the Catholics themselves have taken out the word virgin out of their Bible and have replaced it to young woman. Because the word could mean young woman. Lord Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. Otherwise, he has a sin nature. And if he has a sin nature, we looked at this before. If he has a sin nature, then his death was honorable before God as the death of the saints, but it can't save anybody. Right? Right? David said, in sin my mother conceived me. Not with Jesus. He was born without a sin nature. As it says in Hebrews chapter 7, he was separate from sinners. Okay. Number six, there is no resurrection. A lot of churches don't believe in the resurrection anymore. A lot of the churches in Europe don't believe in the resurrection anymore. The Church of England, I don't think, believes in the resurrection. That's the biggest church in England. Where to go? John 11:25. I am the resurrection. It doesn't get any simpler than that. You spit in the eye of the Son of God when you don't believe that and you call him a liar. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this, he says? Do you believe this? Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Roy, I'm still thinking that's you and me. That we are the generation that's not ever going to die. I believe that. We're heading down the end of the road here toward the end of this age. And I believe that he meant by that, that's a cryptic message for everyone that's still alive when he comes back will change in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.